Yeah, all over there. We're learning today, Sechta Oilas, Paragimel Mishnah, Hey, Yizu Dam Terusa. What is called Dam Terusa? Okay, it's a little complicated over here. Mishnah Seinabal, Lefarish Masha, Shneinu, Bishr, Revius Dam Terusa, Mitame Bel. A Revius of Dam Terusa, Abba Oil, Yizu Dam Terusa, Hamei Shiyotza, Mimenu Shemines, Haloik, the Chayav in its lifetime. So you have a Shminis before, a Shminis after. Eighth plus an eighth equals a Revius. Kilu call her Revius halig dam yotza b'maisai. Ah, deva mekiva and deva memeli is tamei. Medaikem mafarshem b'devarav Shminis b'maisai shebiyadu shereviy yotza mechayim ein loy din dam tevusa. You have to have the majority, I mean, at least a little, not should I say, at least 50%. 50% of the Revius must have left the person's body after he died. If you do not have a Revius,
we understand all this.
But
later on,
it goes on. He says, no. Dam Tavus, the Hainu Shiyotze, the Mesh Revius, the like the Chayim Revius, the Revius. No, you got to have a ganze Zach. A ganze
Revius of each one.
Oh, so now I have
you take a review of the
combo. Even though it's all mixed together, it's a chiddush. Chiddush, because really, when you think I have the blood, you're not thinking I have the blood of the misa. You probably think only half. You don't know it's all mixed together. It doesn't matter. That's the chiddush. Once you have the revius of blood, which is chamisa, it automatically contaminates all the blood. All the blood has one din of a dam misa. So now, even if you take a revius of blood, it's going to be mutami. Next, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda Yemer, he disagrees. Zeh, dam tavusa, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmol, kamayim. To hide him, kamayim. No, he disagrees. It's tar. Ela zeh dam tavusa tzaluf. So therefore. It's Allah goodness and Nachal over time.
Nachal is it? Dam Tefusa Shor Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel.
It's going to be
Kamayim Taharu.
Kamayim Taharu. Allah. So therefore.
So what's
Tefusa? Dam Tefusa. Here we go. Hard part.
Okay.
Now the main point we have to remember here is that the Dam Tefusa basically is blood which neshama
yetsado.
The main point over here is that the blood.
It's a mixture of blood that came
not
out.
Not mixture.
A mixture of blood that came out before he was nifta, first the mace was nifta, and after.
That we already have. Right, fine.
It's a mixture.
It's a mixture. But the main point is you have to have the dam shan neshama yitzibah.
Right, and that's the one while he was still alive.
But now he's coming.
While he was alive.
But now we're saying the nuva. We're saying that the dam tavusa must include within it blood, with which the person's neshama departed.
Okay.
You must have that critical drop of blood. The drop of blood that's going to be in this pot, you have a revius of blood.
Yeah.
It must include the drop. With which the person's neshama left this world. Tzolov.
Okay.
Tzolov means a totally other way. This person is hung on a tree. Shadamai Shay says, the point over here is blood is dripping. Kalema, Shadarko Shadamai Shay says, goes the noisel. Beloy have sick, it's flowing. The Nimsa Tachtav Revius Dam, Paul, the Tiva Shal Misa Murevis Bow. That's the key words here in the Dam Tavusa. A big puddle of blood. We couldn't care less. The Iker is Tipa Shal Misa. Does the Iko, the Tipa Shal Misa. The Tipa Shal Misa Murevis Bow. Tommy, we did Dam Tavusa. But let's say you don't have a big puddle of blood, but you don't have in it the tipa shal misa. Avol hamesh shadamay minatev. The dead body is dead. Dead is dead, and the blood is dripping. Kol mashadakol shay damay minatev. Hayne yoytzei tipin. The nimsa tachta v'viyastam. Afilu hoye roiv hadam liacham misa tar. She kol tipa v'tipa shiyotzal liacham misa badla bedam harishon shiyotzal mechayim. If you have a blood of the living. And then a drop of blood comes out, tipa. Then each drop it falls into this puddle becomes bottle. Got it?
Nope.
What?
Nope.
You have over here, let's say you have over here.
Let's read this again.
Avo, but.
Ezu dam tfuza, tzolov hatoli, shal eish, adama shayses, kolayma, shadarka, shayye, adama shayses.
It's flowing, noizel.
The
ikar is noizel.
The revius dam. Behind and below him is a revius dam. All the tipa shall misa merevis since it's mixed.
Tamei
midin tavusa.
Dam tavusa.
That's what we've been saying all along. Nothing new here. Aval hameis Shadamai Minatim, Kloima, Shadarka Shihei Damai Minatim, Hani Yotis Tipa Tipa, Benimsit, Tachta Revias Dam, Afilu Hayarova Dam, Liachamisa, Tahar. So what's this case different than the case?
Because the Noiza, the difference is the blood bittle, bittle, that's the difference. If the blood comes from the body, drop, each drop it falls into a puddle of blood and becomes bottle. If the majority of the blood is Tahar, then each drop.
Where is the tar?
Yeah, put part.
What's this case?
Came out
what's
the guy was
case?
Alive. The guy
what's,
is dying.
What is this case? Shadamim
Minatif. The person is still alive. The person starts off alive. At the end, he's dead. Let me ask you a question. When the blood that
the
comes.
The first
out,
case was also where he was.
Right, but here's the he's coming to make a very important difference. The other ones did not say. When the person is alive.
Yeah.
And the blood comes out of his body. Is that blood metame? If a person is alive.
No. So now,
now the guy dies. Now he finds. So now, once he dies, now for the very first time, is there going to be potential for the blood that comes out of his body to be metame
ba'ohel? Okay.
Correct. But when the blood comes out of the guy after he's dead, it comes out as drop. With the first drop, which has potential to accumulate to a sheer revius, as it first drop falls, it falls into a puddle of blood, which came out when the guy was alive. What happens to that drop of blood? What happens? That blood becomes bottle. It becomes bottled in the puddle of blood that's not metame.
Okay, to the first blood.
The first drop.
Yeah.
The first drop. Okay, now, the blood, the first drop that which came out, it becomes bottled, so
good.
It turns into blood
that
is not metame.
That was tar.
Now comes another drop of blood.
Also.
Becomes bottled, and it's...
So you never get a chance.
But let's say the blood did not go in drops.
Right.
The blood came in a continuous flow, noizel, yeah. Continuous flow. Then there's no din bittel. In order for there to be din bittel, it must stop.
Drop, stop.
When it stops, that's when we activate the laws of bittel.
There's a flow, according to this one.
Right. So no, it's a very big yisoy din
bittel. Before,
right, we did not make that distinction before. Right. The yisoy is that bittel is activated at the moment when it stops.
Right.
So the lamai nafkamina, if it goes drop, after each drop, now we can trigger the laws of bittul. But if it's noisy, if it's flowing, you don't have the opportunity to trigger the principle of bittul. Tar. Shkol tiba v'tiba shiot lachem lisa b'adol b'dam rishon shiot z'michayim. Rabbi Yehuda oimer loy ki. I disagree. Loy kein adin. Does nish gerecht. Loy kein adin. El ha-shoy says, he holds, even when the blood is, shoy says, it's flowing.
Yeah.
It's flowing. Salov shadamai shoyses v'nim satachta v'viyas dam tohar. Oh, how can we tar? Hadam. Why? Shani yoyma. Because I say
shoyses.
Even shoyses.
Even the case of drop, drip, drop.
No.
Even when it's flowing. Oh, it's also coming.
Like it in el shoyses. Salov shadamai shoyses v'nim satachta v'viyas dam tohar. Hadam. The blood is tar. Why the blood tar?
Well, we always said it was the case where it's flowing.
We said it's not tar.
Only drip drop. Drip.
Only drip drop is tar. Exactly.
It's tummy. It's tar. The other.
Correct.
Drip drop is tar. Flowing is, I guess, would be tummy, right?
Flowing is tummy. That's what we said before. It's soluf.
Yeah. Why?
When it flows, soluf hatolei leit shudama shudama is shoyseis. So when it's shoyses, it's tummy. He disagrees. Loikhi, I disagree. Loikhein adin. Ela hashoyses. Even the shoyses. Saluf, a person that's hung up. Shadamai shoyses. Vinim satachta revi istam. Tohar. Why hadam? Shani yomer. He's saying a whole new chiddush.
Oh boy.
Oysa tiba shehan neshama teluya ba whole new halacha.
Yeah.
Amda lo al gabe ha'etz shehu tolu Allah ve'ein berviyas hadam. You do not have berviyas hadam tiba acharoina shel misa of misa. Say a whole new chiddush. What's the chiddush? Is that in order for blood to be metame of a taruvis, you have to have the tiba shel misa mu'ureves boy. A whole new thing you never heard of before. You never heard of such a concept. That you know you have like a shchita. You do shchita, the blood comes out, so it's dam shahan neshama yoytze ba. There's a certain color of blood. If it's too light, too this, that, it has to be certain. But a human being, in order for the reveal of dam to be metame, In the case where there's a taruvis, in the case where there's a taruvis, and it's shoises, if you do not have the tipa shaldam shan shama tuliba, it's not metame. And since here this person is on a tree, and the blood is not flowing directly from the body to the ground, but it's first making contact with a piece of wood, so the piece of wood is going to be a barrier, it's going to be a buffer between...
Where's the wood?
He's hung, he's saluf. That's what he says. He says, saluf. Loichi tar, shadam shani yomer, oisatipa, that drop, shahaneshama tuluyabad, the neshama depends upon, omdullah algabe ho eitz, is touching the piece of wood, shahu toliyullah, that is hanging on. The ain birviya sadam tipa achroina, and in the puddle of blood on the ground, you do not have what is called a tipa achroina shalmisa, you do not have that last drop of blood which the neshama depends upon. The yeshma sitin levar shahol va'eitz ainim miskalchel, it's not smooth, umiskalgel. It's not going to move because of the tzalov. Since the piece of wood is not moving, it's not smooth, and it's not miskalgal. I think it doesn't. It's not in motion. So miskalel umiskalgel. Miskalgal means to roll. Minidnud hatzalov, from the movement. The movement of the tzaluf, onu oimim, she'adam she'yotzal yachamisa, oma loy aloeitz, the blood which came out after death is still on the wood. Aloeitz, urviyas adam shal'aretz, and urviyas adam shal'aretz, yotzal ruba mechayim, came out when it's alive. The mitzias of a person who's killed on a piece of wood, okay? The mitzias of a person that is executed and is killed on a piece of wood, and his blood is dripping, the dam shell misa is still on the piece of wood.
Okay. So what?
What?
It's on the wood, so what?
So therefore, the puddle of blood that's on the ground,
yeah.
You want to tell me,
it's
is metame,
yeah.
The oil,
yeah.
Does not have in it the blood shaliach misa.
Did it hit the wood before it hit the ground?
Yes.
That's why?
Yeah, so they're saying.
To be chiddush.
He's saying, as he said already twice, same thing really twice. Loichi, loichi nadin, ela hashoises, tsalov, shadamoi shoises, v'nim zetachtav v'yislam tar, hadam shani yomer, oiso tipa shahaneshama tluyibo, omdolo algabu eitz. The tipa shahaneshama tluyibo, the tipa of blood, which the neshama depends on, omdolo algabu eitz. It's still on the piece of wood. Shahu told your love. The ain bervia sadam tipa achrein, and the puddle of blood on the ground does not include with it the tipa acharoina shel misa.
Right. It hit the wood.
Hit the wood. It's still there on the wood. Now the yesh may see him. I don't know what he's coming to eat. It sounds like the same thing, the same idea. Levar. Some explain more. Shahoil. The piece of wood is not smooth, so it gets absorbed, and it's not shaken in order to get the blood out of it. No one's shaking it. It's like a lulav. A lulav, you shake. When you shake a lulav, you get it out of it. Maybe that's why you shake a lulav. You want to get the blood out of the lulav. Over here, the guy that's on the tzalov, no one's shaking the tzalov, so mela, dead is dead. He's not being shaken. He's not shaking, so mela, the blood's remaining inside of it.
Correct.
Okay, it's stuck. Anu oim, we say, shahadam, sheyotza, liachar misa, omar loy al ho'etz. The blood which came out of the achamis is still stuck on the piece of wood. Revi'ez adam sha'al ho'etz, and the revi'ez of blood sha'al ho'etz, yotza rumechayim. The revi'ez of blood on the earth, yotza rumechayim. You don't have a revi'ez of blood on the ground, which includes within it a roif of blood that came out of the achamisa. He seems to simplify it. You have on the ground the revi'ez of blood.
Yeah.
You have to assume that the revius of blood on the ground, the majority is mechayim, not liachamisa. Because since this fellow is saluf, he's hanging up on a tree.
Right.
So that means where is all of the dam shal misa? The mitzit dam shal misa is stuck on the tree. It's still up there. It never came down to the ground. Vaita. V'hamenatev, naya halacha, hames, shadomai menatev, a dead body, whose body is dripping, v'nim satachta revius dam, tomei. But if they have a dead body and it first began to drip when the guy has already died, it's tamei. Because the ain we do not say shatiba tiba butla shasur Rabbi Yehuda, ain dam the vatal dam. Say mamish pumfakert. Rabbi Yehuda is saying mamish pumfakert according to the Tanakam. Tanakam is when the blood is flowing, then he's tummy. And when the blood is dripping, the blood is tar. It is pumfakert. When the blood is flowing, he's going to be the blood is tar. Because we're going to say in that case, the blood is still in the tree. But when the blood drips, then the blood is tameh. Why? Because we do not say bittul. Why do we not say bittul? Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasayu, ein dam mevatel dam, min b'minoi afilu be'elef loy batel.
Okay.
Rabbi Yehuda mamish pumfakeh, Rabbi Yehuda's mamish 180 degrees difference.
Did we have Rabbi Yehuda before already?
No, we didn't. He's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is loychi. This is Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah, but
he's coming to do it both counts.
But he said already his
no, we just disagree with both parts of the halacha. We had two different parts of the halacha. We had the dam that's noizel,
that was dripping and flowing.
And then the blood, we have the blood that's minateif. Yeah. He's saying, I say just the opposite of what you taught me. You tell me that when the blood is noizel, then there's no bittel. And then the blood on the ground is tamei. But when the blood is minateif, it's bittel, and it's not going to be tamei. I say pumfakert. When the blood is noizel, then that automatically means that the blood is not going to come onto the ground. The blood is stuck in the tree. And therefore, we don't have a shear or a reviyas of dam lachamisa. And that's why you're going to be tar. When the blood is minate, when the blood drips, then indeed you have on the ground a reviyas of blood lachamisa, and it's tame. And here we do not say your argument that it should be bottled because there's no din bittel by blood.
Good.
He's saying just the opposite.
Excellent.
There are two halachas coming to this with both of the halachas.
Excellent.
Got it?
Yeah.
Weiter. Dam the onu be onu. You know, I'm sure you've been with the Jewish. We aim down battle dam. The das the first machet. The other farshim. The gra. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda, Chodeg, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishma, Rabbi Meir, Zev Zev Kamayim. According to the other man, the Amar. I don't know if we need to do this. Because this is already a new parish in the Mishnah. I don't even need to be a part of that. It's a whole new parish in the Mishnah. So the guys get confused. That's like the supposed to read the Chazan Mishnah we learn. So tomorrow we can start the next Mishnah.
Yeah.
A Zerodam, what is called Dam Tavus? You know what it is? It means Hameis, a dead body. Shiyatza, Mimenu, Shminis, Bechayev, Ushminis, Bemoisai, Devri Rabbi Akiva. That's going to be Mitame. Rabbi Shmolov, I disagree with you. They cannot pass.
What did you say about
Tame? Dam Tavus Tame. Okay, that's Hakdama. Leel Beis Beis Mishnah Seinu Bo Lefarish Ma Shninu in Perak Beis Mishnah Beis Shreviyas Dam Tavusa Mitama Bo Oyel. Okay, so what's Dam Tavusa? Three opinions. Dam Tavusa Ma Meis Shriyatsa Ben Lubish Shminis Bechayav Ushminis V'maisai Derbe Akiva. Good. Rabbi Shmuel says no. I mean, I disagree. No. But in the Chidr, what's the Dam Tavusa? You have a double Reviyas and now get it mixed together and now you split it. Oh, that's good enough to matan oil. Ravish Bachai Ravis Mboitzim not only Zemiz Ravis, Ravis, that's going to call down to his tummy. Rabbi, I disagree. Zev Zekamayim. Nope. Both cases is no good because you don't have Ravis. What then is called down to Rusa? Is there down to Rusa? He holds that if it's flowing, a guy has to be dying. And the blood, there's a mixture of blood that goes at Solov, a guy that's on a tree, Shadama Shay says, because then we say the dam shel misa, it's metame. That's called that is called dam tevusa. When the blood flows, the blood has to flow from the achar misa into the blood of the misa. But let's say it's tiba avo hamei shadomai minatei v'nim zatachta v'nevis dam tohar. Fourth opinion, pumfaker. Rabbi Yehuda Omer just the opposite. Ela shoyt says tohar. Why? Because the dam shel misa is still stuck on the tree. We have a native is tummy because there we do not apply bittul. There we say ain dam mevatel dam. So the bottom line is, someone asks you what's called dam tavusa, you tell them right away there are four way machlekes. Rabbi Akiva says shminis shminis. Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda. And then Rabbi Yehuda.
Oh.
Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda.
There's two Rabbi Yehudas there.
Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda. And then Rabbi Yehuda. Four of us. If someone asks you today in the street, they want to know, tell me, what is Dam Tavusa?
Yep.
So you say, Oilois, Paragimel, Mishnah, hey. No, I have to go. Okay, tomorrow we're going to next mission. We're done with this. You know what the halakha now is? You know what that truth is? There are four Shidas: Rabbi Akiva, Rishmina Shminis, Rabbi Shmuel, Revius, Rabbi Elaz, Rabbi Yehuda. It's Shoyses. Tzolov, Tzolov, Shoyses. But Tipa is Tahar, is Bittel. Rabbi Yehuda, Tumfaker. Shoyses is Tahar, because the blood is still remaining on the piece of wood. But Tipa is Tane. You know why it's Tane? The majority is Dam Shomisa, and Ein Dam Nevatel Dam.
Right.
You don't say Bittel, Din, Divina, Yafil, Be Elef, Loi, Botel. Got it?
Yeah,
we'll
just walk in. Alright, it's all mine. Somebody came yesterday? Did they came? Seven? Yeah, three guys?
Three guys, all yours.